People suffering from depression and addiction are hopeful the active ingredient in magic mushrooms will bring them relief. But the problem is to chemically produce it is too expensive, and to grow it takes time and real estate. Researchers at Miami University may have found a sustainable way to produce it that doesn't cost as much. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Psilocybin is undergoing a transition from recreational hallucinogen to legitimate pharmaceutical, and everybody's talking about it.
For most of us, psychedelic drugs conjure up images of the 1960s, hippies tripping out on LSD or magic mushrooms.
50 years ago, psychedelic drugs were at the center of America's counterculture, promising good trips and some very bad trips, too.
Now in clinical trials, magic mushrooms with just a single dose may change a patient's mood for months. But can it be made faster and cheaper? Miami University biomedical engineering professor Andrew Jones and his students may have figured out a way. A couple of years ago, he asked himself a question.
Could we make a biological production host that would be kind of scalable, cheap, efficient to kind of take on some of those problems?
In other words, engineering bacteria to make chemicals that they typically don't make. In this case, psilocybin. Student Lexi Adams was intrigued. The Lakota East graduate, who in high school already had a theory about curing AIDS, is now a junior chemical engineering major at Miami. She talked to WVXU via Skype.
And so I really had this interest in using better methods to produce up-and-coming medicine. And so I thought that this sounded so cool. It was definitely something that kind of catches your eye. But going into it, I was like, I really have absolutely no idea how to do this.
How they would do it involved using the well-known bacteria E. coli.
We took the parts of the genetic makeup and the DNA from the mushroom and put that onto a auxiliary like piece of DNA that the E. coli can then kind of take up. And when it takes it up, it's like, oh, like, what is this? What do I do with this? And starts to use it and translate it into proteins and enzymes.
After a series of steps, it produces psilocybin and then decides it has no use for it and excretes it. The team produced 500 E. coli strands before it found the right one. Fellow Miami student Nicholas Kaplan likes the idea of using biology to produce chemicals.
And that was what really excited me about it, was kind of the cutting edge of it and the potential for it to just change the way that we produce chemicals potentially in the future.
Kaplan says they now need to make the reaction more stable. He says the bacteria may not be able to keep the correct genetic information if used on a larger scale. Professor Jones agrees it is a leap to go from the lab to large-scale production. Their findings are published in the journal Metabolic Engineering.
Once you go from that scale, which we published in this paper, a kind of a laboratory scale experiment, to thinking about a tank that's 10,000 liters and the size of a room, there's a lot of details that are involved in that scale-up that are hard to predict. And it takes a lot of a team of smart scientists to be able to tackle that problem.
Miami University is in talks to commercialize the process. Professor Jones thinks there may be other drugs that could be manufactured this way.
In theory, I think metabolic engineering is really powerful. I think we can make anything.
He says the only limitation is the pathway. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.